18 past 7 at WAKY, 49 degrees, cloudy skies at the airport at 7 o'clock, and you're with Leonard, our special edition of 4th Street Countdown tonight on Louisville Artist. Just heard two really good ones, Elysian Field out of 69 and 24 Hours of Loneliness. Group featured Jimmy Settle, who was a guest on my last Louisville Artist show back May 22nd of this year, and the record before that, Boot Hog Beverly, and I'm Not Going to Work Today, out of late 63, early 64, went top five locally, and seemed to feature just about every Louisville musician at the time on the record. I believe that featured Johnny Harrigan, who was also my guest back in May on the show on lead vocal on that song. Again, it seemed like just everybody was in on that record, did very well locally. As we are coming up, just about time for an interview with Bill and Brenda Woods on their new book, Louisville Zone. That's coming up, in just about 2 or 3 minutes, right here on your station for music and fun, WAKY.
Something wrong with the baby, dear?
Well, it's 21 past 7. The Carnations out of 1959, one of the early Louisville rock groups, Ray Allen and Company. And Red Wing went top 10 in late 59, stayed on the charts locally into early 1960s. This year with Leonard, our special edition of 4th Street Countdown tonight on Louisville Artist. And time for our second interview tonight on 4th Street. We have Bill and Brenda Wood standing by the mic right now to talk about their new book. Bring us up to date on the origin of the idea for Louisville Zone. Kind of, you know, when you started working on this and who's been involved in the project so far?
Well, we actually started writing the book a little over a year ago, but Bill's been collecting stuff for 20 years, so it's been a long process. We've involved everybody that we could possibly get to sit down and talk to us and provide any kind of information, any kind of help or background.
Well, I tell you, the book looks fantastic. I know from start from that blue and gold and white cover that looks really sharp that I know people are going to be out in the bookstores looking for soon. In May, you know, you were looking for those artists. Did you ever find some that you couldn't find information on?
We certainly did. Bob Moody mentioned several times on his radio program people we were looking for, and there were several people that heard his broadcast, and either they were involved with the group or they had friends that were involved in the group, so that was a tremendous help.
Well, I know the book has gotten some pretty good press in the newspaper lately, and of course, coming up on the show, I know you all have been working very hard to get it out into the stores, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But now, any unusual places, persons, or ways that you locate information? I know you talked to a lot of different people about the book. Could you tell me maybe what was the most interesting experience in locating information?
We did a little bit of everything. We called phone numbers, just blind luck going through the phone book. We were trying to locate Diane Patton, who was a drummer at one time for the Carnations. And we had an old business card of hers. She now lives in Florida. And we had a phone number on the business card, but no area code. We didn't know where she lived. So we started dialing that number using various area codes for the Florida area and finally located Diane.
Sounds like a fairly costly business on the side, too, as far as putting all this together. Red, we'll be back with you in just a moment to talk more about the book Louisville Zone and especially where people can find a copy of the book. We're going to go to a group in just a moment that has just changed predominantly to country music after about 20 years in rock and roll, although I understand they're still doing some rock also, but they're recording mostly country music now. That's coming up next on 4th Street Countdown. It's 7:29 in Louisville, where you're listening to 4th Street Countdown, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artist, right here at your station for music and fun. That's right, we're wacky, W-A-K-Y, Louisville. Yeah, just strutting down the street. Night Out of the Trendells out of 1962. And, well, what a great record that was. Before that, you heard the Exiles, a group that just began recently recording country music. In fact, they've got a country album out. I believe their second country single has just been released and picked in Billboard this past week. The song you heard, Put Your Hands Together, top 10 for them back in 1970. And I'm continuing my interview with Bill and Brenda Woods. I believe we've got Bill over at the mic right now to pick up on the interview. And let's see, we've gotten down to talking about how much time that had gone into this book. I know a lot of time's been put into it collectively, Bill. Do you have any kind of a guess as to how much work you've put in? You and Brenda both put
in. That would really be difficult to say. It seems like every evening after work, hours and hours were put into research and trying to locate some of these people and come up with the pictures and put all the pieces together.
Well, perhaps a better question is, what are you doing with your time for the next year since you don't have anything else to do now? I mean,
now all we have to do is sell them.
Sell the books, right. And that's the next thing. And I don't think that's going to be a problem because all the interest we've had in the special level editions of 4th Street Countdown, I just have a feeling that with the number of artists and the music and the people who were interested in following these groups over the years, I just don't think that's going to be a problem. Speaking of, how many artists are included in the book?
There's 140 different acts, including individual artists and groups.
Now, that's quite an accumulation of artists. That might be kind of mind-boggling to some people, and yet I know that there are some artists that are not in the book, and I know that's one of the first questions you're hearing now. I know you told
right.
me a while back you were anticipating that, and
yes.
I already had people ask me that question, too. And what was the criteria on that?
When we first started out, we thought we were going to do a book on Louisville music, and we soon found out that that was a pretty big subject, so we had to establish some ground rules, and part of the rules were the time frame was from 1953 to 1983, and we decided to only list groups that had recorded 45s that had received at least some airplay.
I know you kind of that got to be fairly marginal as you went along.
Right, yeah. Right. It's difficult to draw the lines. A lot of it, I have to admit, was who we were able to get a hold of. There's some people out there, I'm sure, that deserve to be in the book, should be in the book, but they're not just because we didn't know how to locate them.
But the point is that most of the people, in fact, I think all the people who had at least top 40 hits in the top 40 era from the late 50s through the 1970s are included in the book.
We certainly hope so.
As far as I can tell from my experiences looking at local music and the local charts. Speaking of the book and the format, now what format? I know it's got that sharp blue, gold, and white cover that really stands out. I was just amazed at the quality, but what about what's inside the book? How does that look?
Well, we're calling it an illustrated encyclopedia. It's in alphabetical sequence by artist, the name that was used on the record label. And within each group, we try to give a brief narrative telling about the group, how it evolved, how it formed, the different high points of their career, listing each and every one of the members that were in the group while they were at their peak during their recording time, and as many pictures as possible, and as complete a discography as possible.
Now, how many pictures actually are in the book, Bill?
There's over 125. I think there's 127 pictures.
Quite a different sound than the Oxford's record we heard earlier. That's Come On Back to Beer out of 1970. Of course, we heard There's Always Something There to Remind Me earlier in the show. In fact, it was about the third record or so played tonight on our special edition of 4th Street Countdown on Louisville Artists. You're with Leonard Yates right here at WAKY, your station for music and fun. And right now, I'm continuing my interview with Bill Woods. We let Brenda go out to the phones, and they're keeping her busy out there. And, Bill, we need to wrap this thing up. But one of the questions I was meaning to ask you, do you have any future plans after all the time and effort put into this for any more writing projects?
Well, I guess that will depend on the reception the book gets and how that all works out.
Well, the phone calls are any indication, and the response that I have heard so far, it sounds like a rather promising future. Let's run down one more time for the audience tonight where they can buy a copy of the book. I believe that maybe one location was left out the
yes,
first time.
Yes, Brenda neglected to mention Mom's Music Store that's run by Marvin Maxwell on Frankfort Avenue.
And again, what were the other locations on that?
All three Holly Cook locations, Advanced Video in Clarksville, the Bookshelf in Green Tree Mall in Clarksville. After Wednesday, Walden Bookstores will have them. B. Dalton is carrying the book.
How do they have them now? Would that be later in the week, Bill?
That will be later in the week, yes. And Phoenix Records Shops. Both locations.
We'll have the book later this week, right?
Later this week.
I believe they have a new location in Dixie Manor now, as well as a location next to Target out in Okolona on Preston Highway.
Right.
So it sounds like there are a lot of places around town and a lot of different locations that people can find a copy of the book. And again, how much change should they take along?
Mere $8.95.
Not bad, really, today's prices, Bill. I want to thank you for being with us. We've got a song coming up here that I guess this song symbolizes the story behind it. One of the little interesting facts that, in fact, it's one that I didn't know until in talking with you and working with you on the discography on the book, this came out. And then when you really looked at the label, it all made sense. And that's a record by Soul Soup, who somebody might say, well, that's Louisville artist. It's a record that made the local countdowns back in 1969. But like many in the book, there's a story behind that, Bill, is there not?
Well, it's just a little interesting surprise that I had. I was aware of the record, but I wasn't really aware it was a local record. I knew it had charted locally, but until I talked to Johnny Harrigan, who had been with a lot of other local groups and found out that he and Pam Clark did the record here locally at Allen and Martin Studios as just strictly a studio group. I wasn't really aware it was a local record until then, but...
I was not either until talking with you then, and it's one we've never played on our Level Artist edition of 4th Street Countdown. We're going to catch it right now, but first, Bill, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Leonard.
It's been nice working with you on this, and it's just been kind of a labor of love, I know, for you, and I enjoyed being able to put in my at least a little bit of help on the discography on the book, and again, looking forward to hearing more about the success of the book. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you.
Makes all the difference in the world. That's Soul Soup, 1969, and a Louisville studio group that did quite well with that record locally and had some national distribution on that. I want to thank Bill and Brenda Woods, my guest this past hour, and the information on the book Louisville's Own, and they're still here to answer the phone at 589-7979 if you missed the locations where the book can be purchased or if you missed the price or any little bit of information you'd like to find out about the book. They'll be here for about another half an hour, 45 minutes tonight to answer those questions for you. Also want to thank Diane Keene of the Mystics, my first guest tonight on 4th Street Countdown. We'll be rolling the Louisville music between now and 9 o'clock for you right here at the station for music and fun. Yeah, you know us. We're wacky. Well, we stomped into the third hour of 4th Street Countdown tonight. In fact, you just heard two songs in a row written by Steve Ferguson of Louisville. First, well, let's say you just heard NRBQ, the new Rhythm and Blues Quartet, 1969 music. Their first single made the local charts in 69 with Stomp. Before that, in 1966, Steve with the Mercy Beach USA in a top 20 hit, and You'll Come Back. So we're in the third and final hour of 4th Street Countdown tonight, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artist. And we'll be rolling the music this third hour. No interview this hour. I want to thank again Bill and Brenda Woods and Diane Keene of the Mystics tonight for being my special guests on 4th Street tonight. And Bill and Brenda are still here to answer the phones at 589-7979 if you have any question about their new book, Louisville's Own, about anything in the book or where you can buy it. You can give us a call at 589-7979. Just heard from two Louisville groups that had number one records, respectively. The Waters out of 69, Day In and Day Out. Before that, the Monarchs out of early 1964 and LaCombe and Angel. Of course, Monarchs record also went on to make the national charts for them. First Louisville group in the 60s to do that. At 7 past 8 with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. I want to remind you, next week on 4th Street, we'll return to our regular format. We'll be playing the Wacky Hit Survey for the week ending December 9th, 1966. It's 1 week from tonight on 4th Street. Our feature 1 week from tonight, Rockin' with Chuck Berry. And should be fun next week on 4th Street Countdown. And, you know, besides that, you can listen for your chance to call in and win. Yep, that's the beautiful new four-color Heine Wine T-shirt. And there's only one place to get them. That's from the only station for music and fun, 79 WAKY.
Do you have skin problems?
10 past 8 at Wacky. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown. The late Billy Hune, along with the Catalinas and their 1961 local hit of Baltimore. As we're rolling the local hits for you tonight on 4th Street, our special edition between now and 9 o'clock, when, of course, we'll have ABC News for you. And right now we have 50 degrees, still some light rain in Louisville, expecting a little bit more of that this evening. Complete AccuWeather forecast coming up later this hour right here at WAKY. We just heard three Louisville hits in a row. Kenny and the Accent Review out of 1968, Dark End of the Street. Before that, the Carnations out of 61, and Scorpion, the old Jumpin' Jack Sanders theme here at Wacky. And before that, start the set with Tom Dooley, another former Wacky disc jockey. Tom Dooley and the Love Lights and My Groovy Baby out of 1968. And it's 18 past 8 here with Leonard Yates right here on 4th Street Countdown Special Edition tonight on Louisville Artist. And we've got all Louisville Artists between now and 9 o'clock for you tonight. Going to play two in a row by one of the most popular rock groups in Louisville in the late 1960s. In fact, they went on to have the most successful Louisville group hit as far as a national hit in the 1960s. They're coming up next on 4th Street. At 8:25. You're listening to 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates right here at WAKY, and you just heard two in a row by the Rugbees. Their big hit out of 1969, both locally and nationally, UI, which started out as the B-side of the record originally. Before that, out of 1966, their first record, Walking the Streets Tonight. Well, we still have about 35 minutes of our Louisville Artist Special tonight on 4th Street Countdown. Be rolling just as many as we can between now and 9 o'clock when ABC News is here at WAKY. Right now, one we just couldn't leave off, Giant, 1963 Louisville hit. Chucker out of 72, one of the latter days of the top 40 Louisville hits. 72 hit went all the way top 10 for them. Sunshine, Sunshine. Before that, a 63 record that went all the way to the top for Janie Moss and the Epics. And We Belong Together, as we're at 8:31. We're Wacky, WAKY Louisville. Well, you just heard two Louisville records from entirely different eras. That was Gary Edwards and the Embers from 68, I've Got a Lot of Love Left in Me. And before that, Jerry Cox and Loverman out of 1959. At about 24 minutes before 9 o'clock, you're with Leonard on our special edition of 4th Street Countdown tonight on Louisville Artist. Reminder, next week our show returns to its regular format, and I'll have the Wacky Hit Survey for the week ending December 9th, 1966. Next week, the feature will be Rockin' with Chuck Berry. All Chuck Berry music on the feature 1 week from tonight on 4th Street. The Hereby and their top 20 hit from 1968, The Harm I Do. And, of course, they're just one of 140 groups featured in the new book, Louisville Zone, that Bill and Brenda Woods were by last hour to tell us about. And, of course, copies of the book are on sale right now around the Louisville area. Now, Bill and Brenda are still around manning the phones, taking quite a few calls tonight. If you're interested in some more information on the book, Louisville Zone, where you can find a copy, how much it costs, et cetera, you can still give Bill and Brenda a call here at 589-7979 between now and 9 o'clock. Do want to remind you that this coming Friday night's the night Wacky's Liz Curtis, B.J. Colty, and Bob Moody will be part of a Dickens Christmas on Main Street. That's this Friday, December the 2nd, presented by the Preservation Alliance. Join us for music, food, and merriment on the 600 and 700 blocks of historic Main Street. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. this Friday night. I know you're not going to want to miss that. Right now, the Exiles. Yeah, that's Eva. That's Patrick Hayes recording his Phantom Patrick in 1963, a local hit for him. It was also picked up and distributed nationally by Swan Records across the country. Before that, you heard a number one local hit out of 1969, The Exiles and Church Street Soul Revival, a record that Tommy James had something to do with in the production end back in 1969. Of course, mentioned earlier in the show, The Exiles are recording country music now. That's not all they're playing, although a good part of their show now is country music mixed with some of the old rock and roll. They've had a change in musical direction after their major successes in the late 1970s with songs like Kiss You All Over. As we're about 12 before 9, you're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown. That means just about 12 minutes to go tonight on our Louisville Artist feature. We have 50 degrees, some rain still around the area, and we're looking for a low tonight around 51 under mostly cloudy skies with occasional rain. It looks like still some variable cloudiness, windy, turning a little bit cooler tomorrow with some possibility still of some afternoon showers. Temperatures will drop down into the 40s tomorrow afternoon, looking for a little bit colder weather and cloudy conditions on Tuesday. Currently, as I mentioned, 50 degrees, still some rain around the Louisville area tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Monarchs out of 63, an old James Brown tune rocked up by the Monarchs in 63. This Old Heart went all the way to number two locally. Before that, Cosmo out of 64. And one of the most requested songs we have down here that we get a lot of requests by for him, Soft and Pretty out of 64. That didn't sound quite right anyway. Get a lot of requests for Soft and Pretty anytime we do the local shows. As we're in the last few minutes of our Louisville Artist Special tonight on 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates. And want to again thank my special guest tonight, Diane Keene of the Mystics in the first hour, and Bill and Brenda Woods, authors of the book Louisville Zone. phone in the second hour, and they're still here. In fact, answering the phones right now with some questions about the book. We'll mention one more time where you can get Louisville's Own, which features 140 of the Louisville artists from 1953 to fairly recent times in the early 1980s. Lots of pictures, lots of information about the records, and bits about the group. Book is available at all three locations of Holly Cook Booksellers, the bookshelf in Green Tree Mall over in Clarksville, Mom's General Store for Musicians on Frankfort Avenue, the B. Dalton Store in Jefferson Mall, Advanced Video, that's on Highway 131 in Clarksville, and a little later this week, probably by midweek, it will be available in the Walden Bookstores, and also in both locations of Phoenix Records, the one out on Preston Highway in Okolona, and also the new store over in Dixie Manor. And that those are the places you can find Louisville's Own at $8.95, and that's on sale right now. Okay, 5-4-9, got just time for a couple of more. Here's one out of 1968, went number one locally. Company Front out of 1968. I'm So Happy Now, a record that went number one locally for them on both stations, I believe, in 68. Song, of course, that was first recorded by the Young Rascals. Well, just about to wrap up this edition of 4th Street Countdown. Want to thank you for listening tonight. It's been fun for me. Hope you've enjoyed the show tonight with all the memories by Louisville groups. Of course, next week I'll be back with the regular 4th Street format and the Wacky Hit Survey for the week ending December the 9th back in 1966. The feature 1 week from tonight will be on Rockin' with Chuck Berry. Coming up next on Wacky, we'll have ABC News, followed by Silent Sam Seberg. And, of course, Silent Sam will be playing the oldies all night for you until Liz Curtis arrives bright and early, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again, thanks for listening to 4th Street tonight. Have a pleasant good evening. Closing with the Carnations out of 1963. Funny times.